You're listening to Bodhi Light Tales, the podcast for mindful people on the go. Hello, this is Miao Guang. Today's Bodhi Light Tale is Keep It Secret. Once upon a time, there was a king in India named Ashoka. He was a devout Buddhist. Each year, the king would attend the Sangha offering day, a festival held in all monasteries of the land. At this festival, devotees make offerings to the monastics as a way to show their appreciation for the guidance. One particular year, the king decided to organize his own festival. Invitations were sent to all the elder monks of the country. The king also gathered the best chefs known to prepare delicious food. As a traditional part of the festival, not only are offerings made, but a ritual ceremony paying respect to each elder monk is also held. When the king made his way down the line to pay his respect to the monks, he suddenly came upon a novice monk named Shakya. The king thought, "Who is this? I am the king. Why should I pay respect to this little monk as well?" Having already paid respect to the several elder monks, the king did not wish to be rude in public. So he quickly signaled his ministers to bring Shakya to a private room. The king entered the room and, feeling obliged to keep to tradition, paid respect to Shakya. Then he said to Shakya, "I am a king, and you are just a little novice monk. You must tell no one that I have just paid respect to you. Please keep it a secret." Upon hearing the king, Shakya took out his alms bowl and put it on the table. Before the king could respond, Shakya soared into the air and made his way into the bowl. Twirling in the air, he swiftly flew in and out of the bowl like a bird born to fly. The king, in absolute shock, simply kept watching Shakya fly in and out of the bowl with perfect ease and wondered how the little monk possessed such skills. After Shakya landed back on the ground, he whispered to the king with a smile, "I am just a little monk, playing little tricks. You must tell no one what I showed you. Please keep it a secret." This story teaches us that when dealing with others, we should treat everyone equally, no matter their age, race, gender, religion, or any other form of discrimination. The king, due to his status and age, looked down on the little novice monk simply because he was young. In Buddhism, there are four small things not to be taken lightly. First is a single spark of fire. The second is a single drop of water. The third is a young prince. And fourth, a young novice. This is because a spark of fire can set the whole forest aflame. Small droplets of water can form an ocean. A young prince, when crowned a king, becomes the ruler of a country. A young novice, when accomplished in his study and practice, can become an embodiment of the truth and a great teacher. The Buddha once said that there are two types of elders. An elder is not only defined by age, but also by the level of wisdom. The novice monk's magical transformation is a life lesson for the king not to discriminate based on age. Never judge a book by its cover. Something small and insignificant today could grow and blossom into something significant and worthy. Just as Venerable Master Xing Yun says, equality means treating others like yourself and acting in their interests. it means getting rid of discrimination and biased thinking. We must tolerate others to promote harmony. And mutual respect is the core of humanistic thought.
This is Miao Guang. Thank you for listening to Bodhi Light Tales. Subscribe to Bodhi Light Tales and have stories delivered to you every week. May your day be filled with happiness and wisdom.